Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
First and foremost on the Mike O'Mara Show, I like to have a good relationship with my listeners. I think that's the that's of paramount importance to me on the show. And whenever a listener is uncomfortable for any reason, I like to dispel that discomfort as quickly as possible. And that's why I chose to open the show today with this reassurance, because as far as I'm concerned, well, I don't have any empirical data to back this up. I will tell you that I don't think this listener needs to be worried in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
This is regarding a discussion that we had on the program. I believe it might have been yesterday or the day before on Friday's show. I'm not sure. But let me just say that listener Rick sent me a letter, and I am here to reassure him that everything is okay. It's a brief letter, but, you know, after watching some of the movies I've watched, I just want to nip this in the bud.
Sure.
I'm not going to be like one of the Catholic cardinals that ignores the potential of something happening. And I don't intend to launch a full investigation. I just think that it's important for me to point out that I will monitor the situation. Now, the listener comes from listener Rick. Well, I don't even think it's a situation.
Is it a concern?
It's a concern from the listener who passed it along to me.
Right.
And, I'm not going to sweep something like this under the rug. I just don't think it's appropriate. From listener Rick, this is his message to me that I received late last night. Obviously, it was troubling him. Usually when I get the late night missives, that's what that indicates.
Sure.
This is from listener Rick. He writes...
And this is a serious concern, Mike. Hmm. This is something we're not going to sweep under the rug. We're going to address this full on,
right,
head on, yes, and hopefully resolve it now.
You and I emphasize you might want to pipe down a little bit here.
Oh, really?
Occasionally, Rob will say something that makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Repeatedly saying that he likes watching children mature is one of those instances. Rob, I hardly have any memory, and I certainly don't have a photographic memory, but the discussion with you hosting the talent show, when Oscar pointed out the fact that neither one of your children are still in
the elementary
school.
The elementary school.
In elementary, oh God, even worse. Uh-huh. Elementary school, and you are still going back, and then apparently...
You're young, Mike.
Did you reference the fact that did you say you like watching children mature?
I think if I use the word mature, it would be in reference to like maybe watching a stalk of corn. I like to watch a stalk of corn mature. What I said to and listen up, prick. This is what I
Pony,
said.
That is, I agree. I am equally disturbed
what
by that comment.
What do you mean by the stalk of corn? And why do I sound so far away?
I don't know, Oscar. Why do you sound so far away?
You tell me.
Well, because we had an hour before we started taping, and there was really no need to tweak the audio while we.
Well, we did tweak the audio.
Don't it sound like I feel like I'm screaming here. No?
No, I think you sound good.
Okay.
I do.
No, he's not as loud as you are.
Yes. Give me a little more gain, please.
You got it.
I know you hate me, but it's okay. Turn it up.
I hate.
One, two, three, four. Okay, much better. Not at all.
Now, as far
we're all audiophiles, listeners. We're all audiophiles.
As far as talking about a stalk of corn, I would say that maturing is not the word I would have used for a kid growing up. I would say,
once again, listener Rick writes, occasionally Rob will say something that makes me uncomfortable.
Let's have the quote
makes
from
me
Prick.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
All right.
I did not use the listener's last name.
Good.
I certainly don't. I think there's been enough pain to go around.
I understand.
Repeatedly saying that he likes watching children mature is.
I don't believe I ever said mature. What I like to do is I like to watch them grow up. Maybe you know what I might have said. Mature.
Can I say something
to performers? Sure.
Can I say this? You know, with my own kids and my young son, and I know I'll feel differently with my young son. But a play that Catherine's in,
yes,
a concert where Elizabeth is performing. I can't get there fast enough, to be honest with you. Other kids, not so much. And to be honest with you, the plays that Catherine was in, if I could have just isolated her part and then been in the parking lot, I would have been out of there like as through a goose.
Well, that's a very nice thing to say.
I would have gotten out the door, you're just telling you the way I feel about it. But it's different strokes. That's not the word.
No, let's not say that.
That's not the
When you say mature and the way that they're growing up, what do you like about it?
He needs a little low end, too.
What part of it do you like about it?
I equate it to being a teacher. I'm not saying that I'm trained to be a teacher or I have anything sort of like that. I'm not teaching them anything how to read.
No, you
or
roll
write.
In and host a talent show. That's but, it. You don't visit the school for any other circumstances.
This is how you get Tootsie Rolls out of my pocket, kids.
Wow.
It's not funny at all, Oscar. That is not funny.
I equate it to seeing...
Oh, looks like that one melted. Oh. Dig deeper.
Yeah, I wish you would melt. You freaking idiot.
So you just go in for the talent
show. Just go in for the talent show. And like, say you saw a kid, maybe your kid, all right, at second grade.
That's a zipper. Yes. It's our secret.
Wow, you know what? He picks his moments, doesn't he? Sometimes he's just silent and distant, and then all of a sudden he's in there swinging.
He's into the discussion. Yeah, he's I know when he's into that's something. Right. That's it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But then like a second grader, and then you look at them, and they 3 years, they're older. They have more stage presence. They're out there. They're more confident. They've learned things. They're learning how to deal with, being in front of an audience. To me, that's really cool. I like to see a kid make that journey, and it's like watching a kid learning how to do anything at all. And I'm proud to be a part of it. I think it's very cool.
I would find it more credible if you simply said it's your own personal ego gratification.
Oh, it's not that.
It's not?
No, it's not.
You don't like being... All right, can I ask this?
Yes.
And I'm going to get an answer one way or the other.
All right.
And I will pronounce the matter closed if I get the answer that I'm praying I get.
Okay.
And I will consider the matter still open.
And you are a man of prayer. I know that.
I you know what? As a matter of fact, I will write it down so as to prove it to you.
Okay.
Let me make sure. I've been doing writing a lot of new account numbers down today.
Good.
Bear with me, okay? But I will write this down.
All right.
So you know that I'm not lying to you, and if I get the
and you're going to mail it in an envelope to yourself.
No, I'm just gonna show it to you. So the answer is when you were hosting the show the other night.
Yes.
Did you wear a bow tie?
I did not.
Mm.
You're off the hook.
You're
Look
off
what
the
I put
hook.
Down. I put bow tie.
Oh, you
I
see?
I put bow tie. There you're off the hook. You're fine. I think you're okay. I say the matter is closed, Oscar. I don't think we need to pursue it any further.
I have a question, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
When you hosted the talent show, what was it, this past weekend?
Last Friday.
When the magic trick didn't work for the young man.
The amazing pony.
Did you show him another magic trick backstage?
No, I've been working on a magic trick, I haven't really mastered it yet.
He's going to go into his own kicker here. I know that for sure. What's the magic trick, Rob?
It's called Make the Bolivian Disappear.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
At this hour, excitement is building for the death of Paul McCartney following today's announcement that London's St. Michael's Cathedral has been officially selected as the site of McCartney's funeral when he dies.
I can't wait to attend all the vigils. It's going to be really somber, but really fun too.
I don't think you even have to be a fan to appreciate how amazing it's going to be when Paul McCartney dies.
I plan on crying so much.
Entertainment reporter Bree Lindsay joins us now with more on this. Hi, Bree.
Hi, Damon.
Bree, this cathedral looks amazing. I can already picture the organ playing the song Yesterday as they slowly wheel Sir Paul's coffin up the aisle.
It's perfect. There's a really nice wrought iron gate in front where people can place cardboard memorials and flowers.
And that's within walking distance of Abbey Road and Apple Studios.
So Beatles fans can get together and generally just dance around and be both happy and sad.
Wow, that's fantastic. I understand, too, that a number of celebrities are already tweeting their reactions to McCartney's eventual death, like this one from Nick Cannon, who writes, I was honored to meet McCartney. When he dies, we will truly have lost a living legend.
Yes, but it's the fans that are really looking forward to celebrating McCartney's life when he dies. When he was hospitalized last month for what turned out to be the flu, fans flooded his website with messages wishing him a quick and speedy death.
Great. Now, what about the death itself?
Well, obviously, everyone wants an open casket at the funeral.
So no car wrecks or anything that causes his hair to fall out,
exactly.
His face to shrivel up.
Best case scenario, he'll get some sort of wasting sickness that takes him from healthy to dead in about a month.
That would be fantastic. Well,
it would.
However he dies, Let's hope it happens real soon.
I hope so.
Thanks, Bree.
Thanks, Damon.
Paul McCartney himself released a statement today saying, quote, I am very excited about my upcoming death. The mourning period should really be fantastic. I wish I could be there.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live and die.
Coming to you live from the Gabby Plimer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. We are a daily radio show. We are a podcast. And we do have great listeners because our listeners get it. They help our show. We help them with daily entertainment. And it's one big happy family when things are working. We're happy you're here because you do get it. Our show today is brought to you by the Ring Doorbell.
Oh.
Do you hear that? Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen.
Grandma.
That is the sound of visitors. Or maybe a package delivery. Or maybe the sound of some... Turn that music off. The sound of someone trying to rob you. Yes, rob you blind. I was tempted to, take off the Ring doorbell, but I've got it on the front of the house because I've got mine signed up for my package of home recordings, which I get to see with my son. I get to see the FedEx guy. I get to see any stranger coming to my front door, and I don't have to be home to do it because I've got the Ring doorbell. It is truly a wonderful tech development, and I love this thing. 95% of home break-ins happen during the day, and burglars usually start by ringing your doorbell. I didn't know that. They just want to see if somebody's home. Even if somebody doesn't ring your doorbell, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you. It's like caller ID for your front door. Installing the Ring video doorbell takes only minutes. I did it. That's all you need to know. If I was able to do this, you can do it as well. You can wire it, or you can do what I did. You have it battery operated, and you just stuck it on the front door. It's fantastic. I got it on the glass right next to the door. Put your mind at ease and protect your home with the Ring Video Doorbell. It's phenomenal. It was named a top 10 gadget by both Time Magazine and USA Today. Our listeners get free expedited FedEx shipping. You can get it this week when they go to ring.com/TMOS. Remember, that's ring.com/TMOS. With the Ring Video Doorbell, you are always home. So go to ring.com/TMOS. You got to get this gadget and rest easy, my friend. So
love it.
I'm glad we got that out of the way at the beginning of the show. And I'm very happy to be here, to finally be doing the show.
Yes.
And as we continue to strive to bring you this program in as clear and understandable a way as we possibly can.
Yes.
And, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough for
there
me.
There are challenges.
It's tough for me, because...
Mike said at one point during the pre-show meeting, he said, I don't want to move back to Virginia.
That's right.
It's true.
And that was the carrot that was being dangled in front of him.
I said, who said you had to move back?
Carl and I were talking about that the other day. I mean, the fact is with connectivity issues, and we're actually making very, very good progress on it.
Strides.
I just want to... I think about that. I moved down here, 2 years ago? And, we haven't had a string of issues. This area has, infrastructure-wise, been inundated with a lot more water than they normally get. They're having, they have congressmen and senators and mayors and council members that are all up in Washington, D.C., because they are dealing with this massive lake that we have here, Okeechobee, which is so full of water that they have to release the water into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, this causes a massive problem with the ecosystem and with sending this. Now, all I know, and you guys will be glad to hear this, that somehow, some way, Big Sugar is involved in this decision.
Well, agriculture, I bet Big Citrus is in on it, too.
Well, they dump some of their crapola into this Okeechobee, and then they don't want that coming down to the Gulf of Mexico. Mm. All I know, it's an S-storm. That same road where Carly got popped the other night, there are these houses out there that didn't have lakefront property. I am not exaggerating. They now have lakefront property.
Whoa.
And you drive by, and I remember driving by one of these houses where it's this open field, and I've driven by it 100 times, and I looked at it, I said, do you think they had any idea? Because it's that much water. And by the way, a lot of stories coming out today about sea levels rising faster than they ever have. And
there's a
lot of
tremendous sea level in my house, as a matter of fact.
Sea level. So, I truly think I love that. I don't know if it's going to be within my lifetime, but I think there's a possibility where I could be a little older and saying, guys, I can't do the show today because I happen to be underwater. There's
live
a
from
lot
Mike O'Mara's canoe studio as you're paddling like an Indian brave.
There's a lot of Wawa down here. There truly is. And
see it in the? I know you have that small. You're near the golf course, and you can see the water hazard from your lanai. Has that
Hello! Hey, nice f***ing outfit! You missed that shot, asshole!
Wow. God!
I'm so sorry.
But as you're looking at
the course, I was yelling at someone out on the golf course.
Some guy in jackass slacks?
It was a lady.
Oh, a lady in jackass slacks. But can you see the water? Does the water hazard, has that varied in its size?
Oh,
or its
my God, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I have noticed probably a 16, 17 inch increase.
Whoa.
Wow.
In the lake. It's not a lake, though. You know, you guys have lived here. You've been here.
Well, Mike, by calling it a water hazard,
I think he set the tone.
Was being about as friendly as I could. Drainage ditch would have also been acceptable.
They'll say lake system. They'll say lake system in the promotional material. It's not. But I'll tell you something. It's looked like one this year. And so with that comes all sorts of griblies with electricity and cable and internet connectivity and everything. So to be honest, we don't burden you completely. We also don't ignore it. And we talk about it on the show. But it has been problematic. And this on the heels of a half hour discussion with my life insurance agent yesterday.
Oh, still with the same guy?
Yeah.
He's fine.
What are you talking about with for half an hour?
Okay,
here's how it goes. The agent says, are you there? And Mike says, yes. He says, are you still with me? And he says, yes. He says, hold a mirror under your nose. Is it fogging? Yes.
Ah.
He said, okay, the rates will stay the same.
My idea of life insurance is as follows, okay?
Yes.
You get a life insurance. Suddenly I turn into custody. You get a life insurance policy. You get a policy. You pay, and you pay over a length of time, and then when you drop dead, you know, when the time comes where Carla says, breakfast, oh no, he's dead.
Oh, I don't know if she'd sound that sad.
Then right away, it's like, oh, the Ring video doorbell, it's Mr. Life Insurance at the door. Here's your big fat check, easy peasy.
Yes.
And is it a check or is it a canvas bag with a dollar sign on it? Because I've always envisioned a bag of money.
If it was me, you know, and I don't have one on her because she's 100 years younger than I am.
Sure.
So I don't worry about that. But the fact is that when that happens, I thought that's you pay and then you do that. Well, when I got it, I got, and I don't ask me the difference between. There are two kinds of life insurance. There's term. You might know this, Rob. There's term. And then there's something else. It's term life.
We look into
and
that,
And then
Ruffo?
There's another.
Please.
There's term, life.
Term is a 30 years, and you have like a set fee you pay every month. Every year.
Right.
And then after 30 annually. Years, do you get to
No,
cash
and then
it
that
out?
Just goes. It just goes away.
So yeah, you're betting against death.
Yeah, well, you're covering yourself, bottom line.
Okay, very good.
And then, it's a 30-year, and then you have the policy. You pay for it. Just go ahead, Ruffo.
Yeah, so term insurance provides temporary coverage.
No, I'm getting. It's his send. I guess it's his send, whatever.
Okay, is it too loud or too quiet?
Mike,
is it too loud or too quiet?
It's quiet. When I'm taking my headphones off, what does that indicate to you? It's too loud.
All right, I backed him off again.
Not enough!
And permanent provides coverage for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So what are the two again, Jesus Christ?
I'll do this. Term and permanent, Mike. Term and permanent. Permanent provides coverage for the rest of your life. What are you looking at?
Whatever I'm looking at, I had an investment component to it where I would pay in, and I will be honest with you. I got so much jargon yesterday, and you know how my brain works.
Yeah, it shuts
this is
off.
This is why I don't do these things. Why I'm not in finance,
right?
Why I'm not in the law, why I would not be able to get an MBA because I don't understand, and my brain shuts down. This is not a lazy issue, because if I could, I would. I would love to know more about it, but I would sit there and look at a page for 2.5 hours, and I swear to God, I wouldn't get it. I wouldn't get it at all. And he's talking about, I borrowed against my policy at one point, and now I've paid into it, but the, I think it's called equity in your policy.
Ooh, this is like in It's a Wonderful Life.
It's like you pay down, and the value of the cash value of the policy right now is equal to the loan. So in other words, it's a push.
Right. Yes.
So I haven't made that much progress. So he's talking about, well, do you want this investment component? I said, well, the investment component has done dick. It hasn't. I haven't paid attention, and I've got another thing. But he's going on and on and on. And so, and then he says to me, well, how long do you need it for? How long do you want it for?
The money or the policy?
Said, the policy? The money. Like if I buy the farm, how do you? Because it talked about
the
my
term,
kid growing up and
term.
All that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, my thought has always been a life insurance policy is you put money into it and you pay and pay and pay. And
right.
when you die, if you die early, you
win.
Zang, advantage to you. You win.
You
the
win.
The person that wants you to die wins. That's it. If you go a long time.
Oh, no. That person wants you to die. It's just the person who is the beneficiary benefits from your death.
Yes.
They're probably not rooting for your death.
But the thing is that that's the way I understand
but
it.
But since you have that investment component, the way I understand it, if you have equal, if it's a push, if you, the money that you
it's
owe.
It's a push right
that
now. That's
take,
the way so I understand
you
it.
You have to get to a place where if you want the policy to be something that's material, that means something, you have to start
putting more in.
Keep
reinvesting
going, yeah.
into the
putting
policy.
More in,
yes.
And that is where this occurrence happened. And he gave me that wonderful date of 2009. 2009 when a lot happened.
Oh, yeah, it was a year of changes.
It was a year of changing. And
yes.
when I sort of said, nope to everybody, nope. And, you know, and that's how they get you. And they all, I feel as though this, and I said this to my friend Bill. I said this to him. I said,
this is my girl,
I hope
Bill.
You don't, I hope you don't mind my attitude here, but I hate everything about the business of insurance. I hate every possible element of it. Insurance is breaking me. It's breaking me. There's a reason I want you to celebrate all our advertisers and to buy the bonus content, because to be honest with you, insurance is destroying me financially. It is. It is a fact of life. It is car insurance. It is homeowners insurance. It is life insurance.
Oh,
it's
got to be
health insurance.
Health insurance has got to be killing you.
There, you know, watch your Super Bowl, watch your, your first run movie, watch whatever the hottest television series, watch who advertises on it. It's all insurance companies because they urinate money. It comes out of them like water. That is the way, because they have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. And I'm looking at this and he is going on and on about this and this. And this discussion, make no mistake about it. And he's a fine man, and he makes his living. I consider that he makes an honest living. But make no mistake. He is having a discussion with me about how to separate money from me to benefit his employer. And hopefully, I will receive a benefit. But since it's insurance, that's what I can say. I can say, hopefully. The money that's going into his pocket is guaranteed. It just wore my ass out. It wore my ass out because I get so tired of dealing with it. It's so convoluted. And they're in The Big Short. Did anybody see The Big Short? The movie The Big Short?
I have not seen it.
In The Big Short, they talk about the financial managers and people that run these investment accounts for people and people that work on Wall Street in general. And one of the statements that struck me unbelievably was the fact that they create these products with names that are designed to be confusing so that the average schmo can get hoodwinked into thinking, well, I feel the same way about life insurance products. I feel there's so much jargon that's involved with this that it drives me nuts. And you would think it'd be simple. You know, my idea was you pay your money, you get to,
what,
you die, you, your person gets
I think
a
what's,
benefit.
There's two things here. One is I believe that you're absolutely right for the majority of Americans that are getting insurance or involved in any type of insurance, it's It's not something pleasant. It's not fun. It's not
horrible. No, you're betting against disaster.
But when I went through my insurance policy years ago, even with Encore, I had to take a beat, and they were great with me. But I had to sit down and say, "Look, I'm new at this. I want every single detail to be broken down to me, down to how this works."
Because you need that.
Because I need to learn.
You're not in that business.
You know what? And I think I'm going to do the exact same thing because I need that to happen. I need that to happen right now, especially if we're talking about, take the old one and go kaboom. Because I know that, you know, I can only tell you one thing. I'm 56 years old, and I know what that means. Blowing up the old one, you know, it's not like, oh, hey, look at that. We blew up the old one, and you're going to pay a lot less a month. And, hey, congratulations. You know that's not going to happen.
No.
It's going to be more money. It's going to be more
ultimately,
more money.
Or you'll lose something somewhere. Can you imagine how bad this would be if your agent hated you? This guy's your friend.
He's my buddy. He's my absolute buddy. And he's done great things. He's a very honest guy.
You have a benefit there where maybe there's a different avenue you can take that doesn't involve insurance, right?
Mm-hmm,
because And you have to see what those options are.
But maybe I can talk to my MBA friend who can help me through that. You know, once you get done with the course load, and I know you're going to channel that back into the show, but maybe you can kind of, you know.
That might be my
pleasure. I'll pay you.
And you don't have to pay me.
I will give you a stack of stuff and go, Oscar, can you take a look at this, please? Because you're gaining the education because I don't. It makes my brain throb with agony.
You know what? Here's how you can fix it. Tell your agent that what he's doing is actually going to kill you, and then he'll have to pay out. Then he will stop. Right. He'll be nice. But he'll have to prolong your life.
But it really, you're right.
For everybody that deals with this, whether it's health, auto, whatever, I know how hard it is, and it's so. It's just become such a massive industry.
You have to become your own advocate. Sometimes you have to say, pump the brakes. And look, and with the Encore experience, it was a great experience because the gentleman I had on the phone, it wasn't even our personal contact, right?
Right.
He said, thank you for giving me some context. Let's sit down and talk about this. Spent a couple hours on the phone. Took care of everything. Now I have a better idea of what I need to do and how I need to maneuver around this.
As much as I really like my buddy and he explained things to me, I think I need to, you know, it's business.
Yeah, remember, it's Mike, business. You're the customer. You are the customer. You should be served.
I seriously think when I'm dealing with these things that I wish that I had a really sharp Swiss Army knife and I went into my sofa and cut a little tiny slit when I was in my 20s and just started jamming it full of cash.
Yeah.
And just if there's a problem, you reach in there and you grab it and you move on with life. That's
I think everybody has that thought, especially even regardless of what age you're at. I'm in the same place where if you look back and especially with all this finance I'm taking out, I'm like, whoa, I could have done that.
Yeah.
Right?
When I was 20, I didn't even have a sofa, so it was, I couldn't have done it.
Do you have life insurance?
I do not have life insurance.
Wow. You never got life insurance?
Never did.
Well, okay.
You really
care to elaborate at all? What's that?
I said enjoy. No, it's just I've never been at a point where we've had enough disposable that we could do it.
It's not that expensive, though.
It was just something that we never got to. It's just, I mean, you know, things.
Well, I read.
I will help you get to a place. We shed 150, and then we can get you covered.
All right, that'll happen probably in the next break.
Well, back when you were in your 30s, you know, when you were in 30s, I think it might have been, you know, just like the cost of a concert ticket or two. Anyway,
I wonder if she's listening with rising sea levels.
We'll take a break.
When I'm dead, it ain't going to hurt me.
Oh, my God.
Mike O'Mara's show.
Hey, Sanjeev, are you ready to go to the gym with me? I will be in a sec. But right now, I am updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was a mango, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It is new and everybody is talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I love it.
You tengo un Android. Will it work for me, I say?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
The new Marco Mera Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it.
Yay.
I still love that.
I do too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trunk Club. No matter what time of year it is, you got to make every second count, and that means looking your best. And let's be honest, don't we all hang around a bunch of schlubs that could use all the style advice they could possibly get? I'm here to tell you about Trunk Club. They're here to handle your wardrobe so you can focus on what really matters. Trunk Club makes shopping easy by finding the best clothes for you and your lifestyle so you look great and always have the perfect clothes for the season. At trunkclub.com/TMOS, you simply answer some questions about yourself and you are assigned an expert stylist. Before you know it, a trunk arrives at your front doorstep. This is kind of neat because it's like Christmas morning.
Love it.
It's filled with hand-picked clothes, perfect for you, hand-picked clothes just for you, and from the best brands as well. Keep what you like, send back what you don't. Just use the prepaid trunk for easy returns. I did that too. And remember, Trunk Club is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you like. No hidden charges, just great clothes. I got news for you. The people that are in the know that really look great, they have people that help them with their style. Bulletin. I'm talking about Hollywood. Let's let Trunk Club make you look great in clothes picked just for you. Start today, and Trunk Club will style you for free, plus free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. Just go to trunkclub.com/TMOS. That's trunkclub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes you will love wearing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I took my little guy to school today, and much like Northern Virginia, the rain comes down and people kind of wig out. I thought that was a Northern Virginia thing, but no, rain, steady, heavy rain kind of freaks people out.
Is it as bad down there? Is it worse, comparable? Because you know what it is I would think that they might have trouble with it because they have no snow to really spin out with. So rain would be the only thing they would have to go crazy
with. Nothing compares, in my humble opinion, and I haven't lived all over the country. I've been, you know, spent some time in New York. I've visited L.A., but I will tell you that nothing, in my opinion, will ever compare to the intensity of the D.C. traffic that you guys live with all the time. However, down here, this time of year, you got more people down here, and, you know, I'm going in straight lines. That's one of the nicest things at all. Yeah. I'm going in straight lines down here as opposed to the beltways and, you know, the curving Route 66 coming in from Virginia. I have observed certain things about the Florida driving situation that differ from up north. I would say in Virginia that in most cases, your work vehicles on secondary roads are not necessarily going to always monopolize the left lane. In Florida, that is the... You know what? I tell you about how hard the people work down here. In Florida, they live in the left lane. If you have a two-lane road and you have a giant, we're going to fix your roof air conditioning and your sink in one day truck, it is in the left lane and it is going at their speed. So even in a straight line, if you're a somewhat aggressive driver like me, you can't get from point A to point B. It's
get
problematic.
Out of my way. My kid's late for school.
I can't get pissed because
I
have such
Mike.
I have esteem
aggressive
for the guys that do the work down here. I really do.
You're not aggressive. You're assertive, and an assertive driver is a safe driver because it's an alert driver, and they should give you some space.
There were landscaping trucks. There were plumbing trucks. There were home improvement trucks. There were roofing trucks. All, you know, slogging in. You know, I take my kid to school between 8:30 and 9, so they're all getting to the job site, and I don't sweat that, but it does slow you down because you get C-blocked on your way down. That is not nearly as problematic as what my buddy Officer Jerky observed when he came down here, and he told me what is true. There is no in-between. It's either 30 or it's 70. You don't have the in between. You got the crackers that are driving down here, you know, where a Kia Optima will go by you in the right lane at 66 miles per hour, you know, almost taking off your side view mirror, and you're sitting in back of mom's Mombly, who is driving 15 miles an hour, you know, and here's another tell. If you come to Florida and you see four count them, four senior citizens, usually two couples each, in the car.
In one car.
Be afraid.
Be very afraid.
Be very, very afraid, because they are not with it. They're not paying it. They're like kids. It's the same thing as you get a car full of 16-year-olds, only these people happen to be in their 70s and 80s.
You know, that's this theory the goes back some years. My grandparents' best friends, the Sells family, Dottie Sells, her husband used to say, you drive one speed. 45
sounds like
miles
a jewelry store ad. Dottie Sells.
Dottie Sells.
Or no, a real estate ad.
Yeah. You
know? Oh, that would be a poster, yeah. But right. They would say, he'd say, Dorothy, because he called her Dorothy, you have one speed, 45 miles an hour in the driveway, 45 miles an hour on the beltway. All you do is 45 miles an hour. It's like your car has an on-off switch. Never slower, never faster. Always 45 miles an hour. And it's, you know, and it's true. You have to adapt to the environment. You can't go 45 on the beltway. You have to go with the flow of the traffic.
Where my kid goes to school, there is a Presbyterian church, okay? And the preschool is inside. It's an absolutely wonderful environment for my son. He loves it. The teachers are phenomenal. I love the place. But it is part of a huge church. And one of the things Carla showed me is that there are 150 handicapped parking spaces outside. I mean, there is a sea of them. And they're always empty.
So they don't do much healing there.
So we zip in, and I will park like in the middle of these spaces. And I'm not exaggerating when I say I've got eight on my left and eight on my right.
Wow.
I am not exaggerating.
Okay.
I will park there, and I get my kid out, and I bring him through the front, and then I'm gone. Today, there was some sort of function that was going on. There were still tons of empty handicap spaces, but... Because there it really seriously looked. I don't want to say that it looked like a scene out of The Walking Dead.
No, no.
But it looked like it was just.
Why would you?
It was kind of like, you know, people were. I'm pulling into where my little secret parking space on the other side, where some of the parents drop off, and they're all walking into the.
Sure.
Like that, and I'm running a little bit late, and I park. And drop him off, and he's a blast, and he sprints down and sees all the teachers, and they love him. And immediately he gets distracted, and I'm like, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Right.
And I head back out.
If he was not distracted and you dropped him and you walked away, would he be upset to see you go?
You got to play it.
Some separation issues,
yeah. You got to play a little bit. Yeah, you got to pay attention to it. So I go back to my technically illegally parked car in the middle, even though it's not taking the space away from anyone. It's still, to me, it gives me a pang of guilt. And Carla says, there's never anyone there, so it's not, don't worry. Well, it gives me a pang of guilt. I'm walking to my car, parked just outside the eight handicap spaces in a regular space. A man gets out of his car. He is wearing what I can best describe as an ace bandage.
Okay.
On his right leg. I think it's what they call the circulation support socks. You know the...
Oh,
have
yeah,
you seen those?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. My father's brother wears those.
My father has them now.
He's wearing that on his right leg. On his left leg, he is wearing... I can best describe it as... You've seen these on older people or even on... It's a plastic sheath that is supporting his other leg. It's got kind of a strap, but it's clear, and it goes up the calf. And you know, people wear shorts down here.
Behind?
Yes.
It's almost like an behind. L-shaped thing.
Like an L-shape, but it's obviously some sort of apparatus.
We're
all going to get old, Oscar. Yeah. I'm getting to my point here. We are all going to get old.
Perhaps
he is
this
wearing...
gentleman suffers from drop foot, Mike. And this would help him. This would help him. This is when you lack the musculature in the foot.
Well,
so that when you walk, instead of placing it down, it drops. And it's
let me tell you,
inconvenient.
He's wearing this, and he's parked six spaces away from Hyde Park. And as I'm walking back to my car, you know, practically jogging to my car, as fast as I can move, which isn't fast, but it's, you know, I'm ambulatory.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you jog in such a way that people wouldn't doubt that you parked in a handicapped spot?
No, okay. I'm not running away from anything. I'm just walking at a brisk pace.
Understood.
Anxious to get back to you, my my coworkers, and get the day started.
Of course.
I was doing Mrs. O'Mara a solid. It just doesn't happen regularly because I was up early and I finished my work. I said I'd be glad to. She asked. I said yes. Our eyes meet. The man with the tube, like, support sock and the apparatus. That it looks almost like it could be an artificial leg, but it's not. It's like
not
sealing
yet.
He's moving along. He's got a cane, and he's moving, and he's parked, and our eyes meet, and he gives me a look as my hand is on the door of the car getting yes. in. He gives me a look that's like, yeah, okay, you really think you needed to park there? You know, he's not saying anything. No words were exchanged, but I began to shrink. I began to feel myself physically getting smaller as I am looking at this man who parked legally. And if there was
not
anybody,
handicap space, he was not.
He was on the out. He was just on the outside of it. Now, meanwhile, they're a mile down the road. I mean, he's probably 50 yards past me, and he's sitting there, and he gets out, and he's looking at me, and I felt this big. I felt this big. I felt like God was looking down at me and just going, well, way to go. I guess you couldn't make the 12 extra steps, you incredible hump, and save that. Meanwhile, look at this infirm man who is parked legally. Legally, you douche.
And you're
anyway,
at church.
That's the way.
Yeah, at a church.
Yes,
and
he was going to pray.
He's probably
he
going to, you
dropping
know what?
Off your young son.
I bet he prays for you. I bet he goes in, he says, I want to pray for that guy.
And his insurance policy.
Well, the good news is I got back in my car, drove out, shook it off by the time I got to the racetrack gas station. There you go. No problem at all. Anyway, so, but I'll still be parking there. Sorry.
Is there no drop-off system, though?
Yeah, there's a drop-off system, but, I'm on the side where, you know, no fuss, no muss.
Of course.
Zippity-doo-dah, right into the school. No
celebrity
problem
justice.
Yeah.
Celebrity justice. That's me.
Perhaps you don't always know who I used to be.
You know what? You guys should know something about me. I'm always looking for that edge.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to talk about Bill Gates and Apple and all that cool stuff when we come back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. You know, some small businesses still think that an expensive postage meter is the only way to get postage without having to go to the post office. I will say, in the words of John McLaughlin, wrong! Wrong!
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's Stamps.com. It's the better way to buy postage with Stamps.com. Easily buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk. And all you need to do is use your computer and a printer. Unlike a postage meter, Stamps.com has no hidden fees like meter ink charges or reset fees. I love that one.
Here's your reset fee.
Yeah,
it sounds like a scam.
All you have to do is just pay a little bit more and we'll reset it for you. Thank you.
No extra hardware to buy, no long-term contract. Stamps.com can save you at least 50% compared to a postage meter. If you're at home and you've got a home-based business or your regular business and you use the post office constantly, you need Stamps.com. They let you do the things that a postage meter can't, like sending tracking info to recipients with just one click. We have used Stamps.com for years. It's fantastic. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. So, big deal. We talked about it earlier in the week with Apple not wanting to give up its security software so they can maybe get to the bottom of this San Bernardino shooting.
Right.
And now Bill Gates came out and weighed in on this. And, you know, he thinks that Apple should follow the FBI.
I must be nice.
Yeah,
must
but you were
be nice.
You were on the side of
I was
cooperation.
I was, and then I had
mind?
A nice IT course this past weekend, and I realized that won't work because if we give it up for the U.S. government,
right.
We have to give it up for China. We have to give it up for Russia because it's an international company, and I would rather. Our guys hire some more capable guys, as far as the government is concerned, to hack through that thing than give somebody a free HOV pass to all our information.
That gets me back to what I was talking about the other day. First of all, let me get this question out of the way. Do you think Bill Gates does this because it's Apple? Do you think
it?
Because
is it a dig?
Like,
you think it's a dig?
Well, Zuckerberg and some of the other tech giant guys have weighed in support of Apple. Bill Gates is the first Mac daddy that's come down and said that this is something he, you know, he's against this. He wants it. Do you think that's because of the competitive nature of IBM and Apple?
So the Gates Foundation,
Microsoft Foundation
is that
IBM. IBM.
International Business Machines, Mike.
Yes. Bill Gates came in his blue suit and his hard shoes. Yeah, sorry about that. No,
we had two martinis at lunch and decided to release the information.
Let me weigh in on this. Let me put out my no-filter Lucky Strike cigarette and just tell you, mister, here at IBM.
He turns to Melinda Gates and says, could you get some coffee for us, dear? Just 4 cups of coffee, dear.
Thanks, sweetie. Thanks a lot. Yep, 2 lumps. But anyway, so Microsoft, do you think it's because of the competitive nature?
I don't think
Microsoft
it's a competitive nature. I think Bill Gates has stepped away from that life for some time now, and he focuses on the Gates Foundation. The question posed when we discussed this in class, if there was an imminent threat, right?
Right.
And you said that there may be some sort of catastrophic.
Or imminent.
Imminent. I always mess that up. Imminent. Some sort of.
Mike, our chocolate candies are not safe. There is an imminent threat.
imminent threat that.
Eminent is domain. So
exactly.
Eminent and imminent are two different words. So when you hear about eminent domain, it's not imminent domain. It's eminent domain.
Yeah. And, what does eminent mean just in general then?
Rofo, to the dictionary, please. Yeah. Eminent, please, for a dictionary definition.
Thank you.
Eminent would be something that is ultimately, I believe, in the power of the state. So it's eminent domain. That the state has eminent domain is that the state ultimately has ultimate power over you and your land. That's what I believe. I could be wrong. Let's see what the dictionary definition
is. His microphone's not going to work. Why don't you give him your microphone?
I believe we have corrected it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm not going to take that back.
All right.
So eminent, number one definition, high in station, rank, or repute. Number two, conspicuous, signal, noteworthy. Number three, lofty or high. And number four, prominent.
Oh,
yeah, so prominent. That prominent would be the one that probably fits it over that.
Wrong word, clearly.
Yeah.
So imminent.
as opposed
means
to
looming.
Looming, like a terrorist attack is imminent.
Exactly.
It's definitely going to happen. That's scary.
Yes.
That's scary.
So imminent.
Imminent
is if there's an imminent danger or threat, right? Mm. I'd say you break that thing open. But this is a crime that has happened.
Something in the past.
They know who has done it. So we're not going to create something for you, a free pass, a free key for you to dig in, because then the Russians are going to want it, the Chinese are going to want it, and then how are they going to say, no, we're not going to give it to you?
Let me give you my two cents on how I feel about this whole thing. I think, again, it gets into why is this playing out in the court of public opinion. Now, somebody might say, well, because if it doesn't, then the government can do things sneakily and we can have the secret police and all that. But again, when it comes to our security, our national security, and the way we do that, don't you think they could have had some kind of back channel conversation with the people at Apple where they said, you know, hey, guys, we need some help on this. We don't want everybody to know about this. But once again, and is there no compromise?
It makes too much sense, though. That makes too much sense.
Like, if I can oversimplify it, it would be something along this line. Apple kind of says, listen, we're not going to give you access to our coding to get to the to go in the back door of this, but if you happen to write this down, you'd be able to use this. You know, this
they
ultimately
want,
yes.
So they don't just want this one phone. That's and I think that's lost in the details. They what and look, I don't blame them for asking. You got to ask, right? Ask. So if you don't have the problem,
and they screwed it up, right?
Yes.
They could have gotten this stuff, but they wiped it or something,
so
right?
So the thought would be for Apple to create an update to their iOS, which is their operating system, what runs your phone. Create an update, but within that update, allow for a tool for when the government or FBI or whoever you want to access information, almost a backdoor, a door that doesn't just shut and open. It is open once it's open, right?
Yeah,
because
okay. And so the cat's let out of the bag, and everybody can get it. And there's a great cartoon, I think it's in the New Yorker, that shows the FBI with a little guy in front, and then in big, you know, there's a big guy from the Russia in back, and then China in back, and they get bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. That this could open up all of this. I just would wonder, and I still wonder, because I haven't. Is there any way of compromising? Because as much as I respect the idea that if you open this door, the bad guys are going to get it, I also say to myself, isn't there any way that we can help in on any level to compromise to maybe track down what communications, who was sending these lone wolves this this information.
I'd love to ask Pony this, because Pony deals with hacking
Pony.
All the time. Would the government's wiser play, would it have been to go to a private hacker?
No, no, there's nothing you can do to undo full disk encryption, and that's what we're talking about here, where the entire storage drive on this phone is encrypted with a special key, and you have to have that key in order to undo the encryption.
Right.
So in other words, the software that's been developed by Apple is so foolproof, and it's so solid that you need the whole enchilada.
Picks are safe.
It's not so much that it's their implementation of the software, and they're like, my computer here has the same exact thing, full disk encryption with a chip that stores the key. Stored anywhere other than, or the key is not stored anywhere other than the chip.
How big's the chip?
It's, I don't know, maybe the size of your thumb.
Oh, yeah.
So the compromise would be for Apple to keep
his
all of
red
these.
Hot chip.
Yeah.
You want to encrypt my chip?
Tell
us more.
That is some kind of chip. Hey, speaking of that, can I get off this for a second and say, anybody watch Sunday Night's Vinyl?
I did.
Second
installment? Oh, yeah, I saw.
Oh, yeah. You know what Mrs. O'Bara did?
What's that?
Speaking of your picks are safe.
Yeah.
So there's a scene where Bobby Cannavale,
Richie.
I got a drive. By the way, he's a combination of Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond
and
Andrew Dice Clay. I got a dry off.
Yeah, and a little.
I got a dry off.
A little crazy Al Pacino.
Yeah, yeah. I got a dry off.
Beaten man.
So Mrs. O'Mara, you know, I rarely, you know, she's with me, and I think she keeps a low profile as far as observing other men on the telly, and she certainly doesn't like it when I notice women on the magic box. It's one of the ways that we respect each other. However, with Bobby Cannavale, I have found a man who, in my humble estimation, there could not be an individual created on this earth that looks, you know, less like me. He is thin. He is Italian looking. He is a big guy. And
I don't know, Mike, when you wear your tight Pink Floyd t-shirt, you look just like him.
I'm Bobby Cannavale. I got to dry off. I got to dry off. Look at me. And there's a scene where Bobby Cannavale is in the shower with Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
And they're having a very dramatic scene where he's all upset and she's hugging him. And then he says, I got to dry off. And they break the embrace. They go to a long shot. And there, for everybody to see on HBO, is Bobby Cannavale's noodle for everyone to see. And Mrs. O'Mara says, get the remote. Can you give me the remote?
Oh, no.
And she paused it. She paused it, and she froze it. And there it was, flapping in the breeze. And it was very rough. It was very And I was there. I wasn't having anything of it. I was not enjoying it one little bit. I did not care for this, but I also didn't protest too loudly because I didn't want my insecurities to be so obvious. And she froze it there. And so I said, okay. And I said, are you done? Are you done with that? She said, well, the little bar that shows the progress, does that go away? I said, no, it doesn't go away. It's permanently going to be on the screen until you fast forward it, okay? That's the way it's going to be.
Meanwhile, you're getting screen burn on the DLP. Mm-hmm. Nasty business.
I will say I'm pretty well hooked on that show. I'm pretty well
I will not miss an episode.
It's pretty frantic and pretty hysterical when he does the Bruce Lee crap.
Oh, in the theater,
the guys in the theater, and then in the office.
That's right.
It's hysterically funny. I mean, it really that magic drug cocaine and what it does to people.
He gave him a lot of energy, and it resulted in an unfortunate nasal incident for Ray Romano, which was really. I loved him walking around with that.
Ray Romano is Ray Romano. Best. If he doesn't get an Emmy for this, I mean, he's fantastic in it. But I will say that now the show is a bit tainted for me because I know now that, Mrs. O'Mara gave it up. She showed me her tell. She lets me know that that's her type, that she thinks Bobby Cannavale, that is her kind of guy. That is her kind of guy. That is her physical guy that she has the hots for Bob. And, you know, and it's one thing, you know, I guess if I was looking for, an actor that maybe matched me in look a little bit more,
Brian Keith?
It might be. Patton Oswalt, you know, maybe something like that.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
It's,
she never pauses on Patton.
She doesn't pause. Well, Patton, I don't think, has ever shown his noodle.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen his newest stand-up special.
By the way, is the penis being more prominently featured on these cable channels? I think it may be. I think we're seeing a lot more.
I don't think it's a big deal anymore,
nudity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, it happens.
It's a big deal in the O'Mara household when she pauses it, and I've got to look at, you know, Bobby Carnival's bag for 15 seconds.
That one bathroom scene was really nice. When when he walks in and takes care of business.
Yeah.
When they have a flashback.
That was you know, let me just say, when they're acting.
Yes.
But I will say that scene with Bobby and Olivia in the bathroom, that was
went to Georgetown. Done, yeah. Local connections.
Yeah, she's a Virginia girl. And I hope that blonde girl seeks out more bands. I like her. She seems nice.
She's quite nice as well.
She
in fact,
is. Good
I
actress.
Believe that we, well, I think we've nailed it. I think we know exactly what vinyl is delivering for all
yes.
of us. And, you know, it's funny. It's a retro look on that blonde girl in the mm-hmm. office. But, you know, that look back in the day.
Somehow works, doesn't it?
It worked back then, and it works for me in 2016.
What did the receptionist rat her out about? Because I didn't catch
that. That she was a drug dealer.
Oh, really?
Because when we thought that she was going to pay for her,
her
privileges, with oral skills,
yeah.
and
yes.
what happens is he said, "You got what I want," and she produced the dime bump or whatever it was, and gave
right.
it to her. And then I like how she threatened the secretary. I won't spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen the episode.
Yes, she's going to kick her somewhere.
Exactly.
And I think we all remembered what that is. And by the way, the line last night, right before he shows his noodle, "I got to dry off, Raymond. I have to dry off." By the way, Carla, this is the time I want you to pause the VCR, okay? Pause your DirecTV recorder right now. Yes, I mean, look at me. Here's my noodle. And so, well, I guess I'll tell you the whole story.
Star of the show, Mike.
I'll tell you the whole story.
Everybody loves noodle. That's his new
show. I did
show.
Crack Carla up after that.
Oh, how?
We were in the marital bed. I was in my underwear watching the show, and I got up to do my business. I came back from the bathroom, sans briefs, sans boxers, and started screaming, "I got to dry off." And I thought,
wow.
I thought Carla was going to have a heart attack. She was laughing so hard.
Wow, like, that really
I got to
is...
dry off. I got to dry
oh,
off.
No.
Am I the only one who's aroused right now?
Yeah,
I think so.
Well, there was nothing going on, really. You could hardly see it.
Seriously. Oh.
But anyway, that's it. I got to dry off my mushroom. There you go. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Check out Vinyl. I think you'll like it.
Good program, man.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And Gary is back with us live in studio.
Yay!
Welcome back. On this episode, Gary tells us why he prefers boyish women.
Wow.
Also, Rob Ford cheats death. It's chock full. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That is a lot of fun. I urge everybody to check out the Tony Perkins Show. If not for any other reason, support our friend Rofo.
Yeah.
Woo! Go download the Tony Perkins Show. Give it a listen. You're going to love it. All right, we're going to do something fun right now. I've been talking about nuts.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an appeal from me to you. Yes, I know the holidays have passed. Yes, I know that you supported our wonderful advertiser, nuts.com, during the holidays. I need you to do more. I need you to get your nuts from nuts.com. If you go into the grocery store and you're buying nuts, look at those nuts compared to nuts.com. They're nothing.
Nothing.
Did you hear me? They are nothing. And good luck finding sprouted almonds. Am I right about that?
You can't do
it. How about dried goji berries?
Oh, they don't have it at the grocery store. Yeah.
Just talking about that on vinyl. Or black walnuts at the grocery store. You need nuts.com. Nuts.com, phenomenal, easy website to use, family owned, and we're going to order some nuts right now. I'm very, very excited about
it. Now, you know
what?
Here's the thing, Mike. It's not just nuts, and this is a feature that I think they don't emphasize enough. Name a color. Name any color. Blue. Okay.
All right.
Now, this is what's cool. You can go and buy candy sorted by color. Like, let's say you're having a special event and you just want blue candy at your event. You can search by blue candy. What do we got for blue candy,
Oscar? This is great. And it's awesome because Rob was telling me this before the show, and I said, what are you talking about? And I hadn't seen this yet.
Right.
You can go there. You got blue raspberry gummy bears. You can have blue dark M&Ms. If you just want the blue M&Ms.
Yes.
You can do that, and you're not going to have an intern pick them out for you.
You're having a party for somebody that has a favorite color.
Yes.
They do the work for you, and it comes right to your door at nuts.com.
Yeah, will
That's
you buy
awesome.
Me some blue gummy bears?
I'll take care of that.
I love that.
We've got, if you want orange, for example, if Mac was here, the organic peach rings. You've got orange slices, which are awesome.
Oh, the best.
Anything, nuts, dried fruit, chocolate and sweets, snacks,
coffee,
and tea.
It doesn't have to be a person. It can be a theme party, too. Yes. You can do that, too.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, anything.
Your office.
We want our listeners to step up for nuts.com. This would be very, very helpful for us. Nuts.com. This is a very, very good client, and we want to keep them happy, people. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers, if you are a brand new customer, you get to choose 4 free samples from over 50 options when you go to nuts.com and enter the code TMOS, a $15 value. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair. Please let me know as soon as you get your nuts today from nuts.com because I'd love to see your orders, and it really is a great way to support the Mike O'Mara Show
as well. And get cashews,
too.
Get cashews, too.
Cashews.
For the studio, our numbers.
News.
Oh, news! Nice.
Sorry.
It's okay. Just trying to get snacks here.
Snacks.
I can hold off on my news if you want to get your cashews.
No. I want to make sure that he's into pistachios as well because I want to make sure we all love them.
Yeah. Want to have an intern shell them for me, but yes, we'll want to have pistachios.
They have raw pistachios, no shell as well.
I like those too.
Well, you know what? I know a guy if you want to send a gift. Rob Gronkowski from the New England Patriots hosted a cruise from Miami to the Bahamas over the weekend, and as you might expect, it was a nonstop party, baby.
Hey, Gronk loves to get busy.
Yes, sir. When they got to the Bahamas, the party spilled onto a beach where Gronk spun some tunes and offered a couple $10,000 if they'd have sex right there on the beach in front of everybody.
Hey, whoa. Classy nice. Guy.
Yeah. That's an indecent proposal.
It is.
Yeah, those New England Patriots. From a video circulating online, it appears they turned him down.
But, talk about deflated balls. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah, that's right. And then after the party was over, he was going back to the cruise ship, and somebody said, I got to dry off. Here's a little gossipy gossip that I rarely share with you on news you may not need, but, you know, it's the boss, so what the heck.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen allegedly had an affair 10 years ago that led to another couple's divorce. This just surfaced recently.
Really?
The woman's name was Ann Kelly, and Bruce met her in 2005 at a gym they both worked out at in Redbank, New Jersey. Hmm. Welcome to my greatest fear. Carla's on a, you know, on an elliptical next to Bobby Cannavale. This is my life right here. Now, I told her, knock your socks off. Go have fun.
That'd be good.
Her husband, Arthur, was an investment banker who said in his divorce papers that Bruce and his wife did it, quote, at various times and places too numerous to mention.
Oh, meanwhile, Carla comes over to the gym and says, guess who joined at Olympic Fitness? It's Bob Seger. He was on the exercycle right next to me. The darndest thing.
The divorce paper said he would also stand at the edge of her treadmill and stare at, quote, the nicest ass in the gym. That's an awful generous thing to say about a woman who's torn your heart out. I guess he's describing it, the guy that got divorced.
Yeah.
Anne was even spotted having lunch with Bruce in New Jersey while Arthur was in Cleveland having open heart surgery. That is so... Such a drag.
Bad veins.
So that's what the boss said. Boss is still married. Arthur filed for divorce in 2009 as part of the settlement. All mention of the alleged affair was taken out of the court records. Bruce denied the affair at the time, and he and his wife Patty are still together, so I don't know why it was in the papers.
I deny it. 100% denial.
The Rising. Morgan Freeman is lending his voice to popular GPS driving app Waze, Oscar's fave. Is it still your fave? You still
Waze.
Like Waze?
Yes.
Oh, I adore Waze.
Meaning those in the U.S. can be given directions by the soothing dulcet tones of the legendary Hollywood actor. Freeman joins other big-name stars, including Arnold and Kevin Hart, who have added their voices to the NAV app in the past in what is a key promotional tool used by film companies. Indeed, Freeman has a new movie due out in March. He'll be playing Vice President Trumbull in London Has Fallen. Naturally, when you enter the settings area to select his voice, you'll see a marketing blurb for the upcoming flick.
Do you use the vocal?
There is a police officer up on the corner.
I do use the voiceover, and when we had Arnold Schwarzenegger on, I would use it on a regular basis.
Right.
And now that Morgan's on, why not, right?
I don't use the voice. I find it too distracting.
Yeah,
I just keep the visual up.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the voice.
Any voice?
No voice, no. Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
In half a mile, take exit 43.
Hey, you know it would be bad, Morgan Freeman, in the ways. What if you were illiterate? You probably couldn't follow it, could you?
If I was illiterate, you won't be able to make your exit because you can hardly read.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's what you were looking for.
That's okay, exactly it.
Why do men stick their hands down their pants? Have you ever wondered about
this?
Ron, I know all men have thought about this, huh? Really?
Yeah.
According to Vanessa Van Edwards, author of Human Lie Detection and Body Language 101, it's a safety measure. Whether this goes back to caveman days and the need to protect our stuff down there, or whether we've been victims of too many unexpected blows to that area.
Easy.
It makes sense, but we're not done. There are still two more reasons. A study in the Journal of Frontiers in Psychology says that touching yourself is a non-erotic way to release oxytocin, a hormone that calms the body and mind. So when we're chilling on the couch and grabbing down there, we are literally chilling on the couch. Speaking of chilling, here comes the third and maybe most obvious reason why guys do this, why they put their hands down there. The reason is to keep the goods warm.
Okay.
It's the same reason that your bag hangs low when you get too hot, and then it tries to go in the other direction when it's freezing outside.
Yeah, helps.
A lot of the penis in today's show, I guess.
Do you have to touch it? Do you have to touch it, Mike? If you got to dry off.
When you're watching TV, do you hold on to yours?
No. Depends on the
Oscar,
program.
When you're watching TV, do you touch yours?
That was just Al Bundy.
Yeah. I only do that in a restaurant. Oh, you do?
No, Mike, you're better than that.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's
not a good look.
Do you have any of your computer screen wipes? You might want to use them right now on that hand.
Not right now. I don't need to, but later on. I will later when I say, I got to dry off. thank you. Is there something in the air in San Luis Obispo? We used to have an affiliate there.
Yes, we did.
The number of violent crimes, including rapes, robberies, aggravated assaults, and murders, spiked 58%. In the metropolitan area from 2010 to 14, making it home to the fastest rising crime rate of any U.S. city.
Hey! Woo! They're going to have to put that on the Welcome to San Luis Obispo sign.
Interestingly, the crime rate 30 miles away in Santa Maria fell 35% during the same period. That report is from 24/7 Wall Street. Other areas where violent crimes have jumped per 100,000 people, it goes San Luis Obispo number one at 58%, Sioux Falls, South Dakota at 41%, Green Bay, Wisconsin at 39%, Milwaukee, Wisconsin at 37%, Madera, California. Do you know where that is? Anybody know where Madera is?
That sounds northern to me.
Yeah, south of Los Angeles.
Oh, so southern then.
34%. Right, Rob. Very good. And another affiliate, Grand Junction, Colorado. We have some listeners to the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out there. 31%. You think of Colorado as so freaking peaceful.
But, yeah, well, they smoke a lot of weed.
There is now a little something. There's a 31-year-old guy named Gregory Jenrich who works as a mechanic for the metro system in St. Paul, Minnesota. Last Wednesday, he stopped at a gas station on his way to work, but he accidentally locked his keys in his car, and instead of just calling in to let his boss know he'd be late, he stole a city bus idling nearby.
Of course he did.
Jesus, duh. We're thinking he's one of those people who shows up late a lot. If you usually get to work on time, it's not a big deal when you show up late, especially if you have a decent excuse. The bus was parked at the same gas station, and no one was on it. The driver had left it running while she went in to buy something, so Greg hopped in and took off. Unfortunately, it had a GPS GPS tracker for Mr. Jenrich, and Greg probably should have known about that. The cops pulled him over only about 8 minutes later. A spokesman says they'll be exploring his employment over the next few weeks. He's done. He's also facing up to 5 years in jail for felony auto theft. I wonder if his middle name is Oscar.
Hey, how dare you?
I get jokes.
Safe.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Alexa, the voice of Amazon Echo. Oscar liked me so much that he shared me with all his friends for the holidays. Teehee. I love servicing all of Oscar's friends, and unlike that Siri, I can pronounce compulsive. If you want to find out about all the sexiest new tech, listen to Tech 411 on the More Network and buy me through the Amazon link on MikeOmaraShow.com. Buy a t-shirt.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. I love sports. I do. I love going to games. You know, when you try to get your tickets online, most sites are too complicated. And once you figure it out, huge fees always seem to magically appear. You'll be sitting there ordering your tickets to a game, and you'll say, hey, that was a pretty good deal. And then, hey, what's that? Well, it's a hidden fee. That's why I use SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the only place I ever go for sports or concert tickets. The app is on my phone. I absolutely love it because it's so easy to use. They remove all the hassle of ticket shopping. All of the available tickets from all the other sites are in one place, so you save time and never miss a deal. SeatGeek also ranks every ticket based on value, so you can immediately find underpriced seats. You can even set alerts for upcoming events, and SeatGeek will notify you if ticket prices fall. Best of all, SeatGeek is always honest and upfront about the price. Unlike StubHub, you'll see the full ticket price from start to finish with no surprise fees that pop up on your page. It's fantastic. Right now, all of our listeners can get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Oops, excuse me. I just choked. Just download the free app, SeatGeek app, and go to the settings tab and click add promo code, then enter TMOS. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 after your first ticket purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app right now and use the promo code TMOS today. And we thank you for supporting SeatGeek. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
You love the Game of Thrones. You're not as fond of Donald Trump, but something that was all over YouTube yesterday, they called it Winter is Trumping.
And this is fun, Mike. You'd love this.
Where they inserted Donald Trump into Game of Thrones. Here's a little highlight of what that sounded like.
My friend, we have traveled very far. Once I see my people fed, I would be honored.
No. We have a serious problem, and we can't be the stupid country anymore.
Where I come from, guests are treated with respect, not insulted at the gates.
Given the circumstances, my lord, I believe extreme measures are warranted.
The people that are with me 100% are the people.
What?
The Pope. He said negative things about me.
Dreadful.
The Pope is being told that Donald Trump is not a nice person. Donald Trump is a very nice person.
It's much longer, but that gives you a taste of it.
I'll be watching that today. That's
so
awesome.
Go to YouTube really and just type in Winter is Trumping. Your weekly Bachelor update, Mike. I save you an hour every week by telling you what you missed on The Bachelor. And I really appreciate the fact that every night Jimmy Kimmel plays into The Bachelor without really being a total sellout, because he makes fun of it while promoting it. Because, Mike, this week was Hometown Date Week.
Hometown Date Week. The hometown dates are a magical moment when The Bachelor gets a chance to look into a father's eyes and say, sir, I care about your daughter as well as the three other daughters I'm currently making out with on helicopters.
So on Hometown Date Week, he went to JoJo's hometown.
Yes.
Oh, and there was a problem, Mike. When JoJo got home, her ex had sent roses to her, and she was so conflicted, but she decided to tell Bachelor Ben is his name.
Yes.
She decided to come clean
that
to Ben
hound dog.
That he is a hound dog, and that her ex-lover had sent roses to her.
I don't want you to think for a second.
Mike, she's an emotional wreck.
Baby talker.
She has a baby talker. Absolutely. Here she is, an emotional wreck.
I don't want you to think for a second that my feelings are elsewhere, because they're not. And that's why I made that phone call, so that I could end.
Thank you for making the phone call. And I wish I could have sat beside you during it.
Me
and,
too.
Been there for you. It's unfortunate that it had to happen on a day, but
I just want to be with you right now. I love you.
Yeah.
I love
that guy who sent the flowers is fist pumping.
Yeah, oh, he loves it. He was the hero last night.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And also, total misplay there when JoJo says, I love you. And Ben says, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But next week, he says, I love you to two of the three finalists.
Oh, but we don't know
who.
He's
torn.
Oh, yeah. Like an old sweater.
So, I really have to jump on this bandwagon.
You don't.
I think
you
I'd
don't.
Get a lot of pleasure
there
out of it.
There are some garbage cans on that show, let me tell you.
But this current season's almost done, right?
Yeah, it's almost done.
Yeah, okay.
Still fun.
All right.
I really like to do that.
And here's, Mike, while we're talking reality television, you know how you make the show Cocktails with Khloe Kardashian a success? You spell cocktails with a K.
Ah.
And that's what they've done. The show is called Cocktails with Khloe. She will reveal tonight that she's thinking about patching it up with Lamar Odom.
Oh,
this is all
because that sells.
It does sell.
Amen.
Listen, at this point, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. The best dream would be like, okay, I hope that first marriage could happen again, but it's really hard to erase everything that happened.
You know what's great when you spell cocktail with a K and you talk about a first marriage happening again, because guess what? Then it's not a first marriage anymore. It's a second marriage.
Yeah, and you know what? And for my money, too, and I think all guys can relate to this, when you spend 3 days at the Bunny Ranch, that'll jumpstart a marriage.
It's tough to put into the prenup after
what motivates the Kardashians? It's press. That's what it is. It's the attention. Come on.
I thought by now I'd be done with Grammy clips. This was sent to me by a listener, and one of the red carpet events, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band had to go from one floor to a hotel to another. They were on the elevator with Dave Grohl.
Ooh.
And they're in an elevator when this goes down. Now, they had met on his, what was his show he had on HBO?
Sideways? No, it was, go ahead. Diego.
Diego, what is it?
I think it was Crossroads.
Crossroads, perhaps, where he went to different cities
and
met
recorded.
With different... Yeah, and he actually knew the guys in the Preservation Jazz Band. This is in...
Yeah, New Orleans was one of my favorite episodes of that show.
They put them in an elevator. Dave Grohl grabs a bass drum. This is inside an elevator. How great is that?
Wow.
That New Orleans beat.
So great. And thank God no one is
I
in the
I love New Orleans.
Can you imagine?
You hear that, Oscar? You hear beautiful. How much I love New Orleans?
Yes.
Isn't New Orleans a great city?
It's maybe
great
the
city.
Best. Maybe the best.
If we could break even.
How great a city is it today, Oscar? What did he say? Why I missed it?
He said it's a break even city.
It's a break even city.
It is, yeah.
If that.
Yeah, that's the reality we're looking at. I sure hope we're going, though.
And
anyway.
And let us close with this. That. Did you see the picture that was all over the place of Bernie Sanders being arrested as a young protester in the 1960s? It was pretty brilliant.
I think I've seen that.
It was two cops actually throttling Bernie Sanders.
A photo has emerged from the 1960s of Bernie Sanders getting arrested during a civil rights protest. Yeah. Meanwhile, another photo has emerged from the 60s that shows Donald Trump's wife, Melania, not being born yet.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
There
it's closing.
Is. Thank you. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it along to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Sonic Highways.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.